Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
Well, Mike, last week you left us with a Thanksgiving-themed challenge.
I said, start with the phrase cold turkey. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in each word, for something a toy collector might have. What is it?
Well, if you swap the Y for an M, you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell model truck.
You can indeed. Very good. All right, Ian, on December 5th, 1848, President James K. Polk addressed Congress to confirm the discovery of gold in California. What came to be known as the California Gold Rush began on January 24th, 1848, when gold was discovered at Sutter's Mill. Ironically, Sutter himself was soon ruined as his workers left to join the search and squatters took over his land and stole his crops and cattle. This week we'll have a gold rush of our own with some questions about all things, or at least five things, gold.
Okay.
Developed in the 1960s at the University of Guelph in Ontario, Canada, and named for the Yukon River in British Columbia, the Yukon gold is a variety of what vegetable?
Is it a potato?
It is a potato. And the Dutch and the Belgian immigrants that settled in southern Ontario wanted a similar variety to what they grew in Europe, and they turned to the university, and lo and behold, the Yukon gold was born. Goldfinger, the 1964 James Bond film based on the novel by Ian Fleming, is the third film in the Bond series, and also the third to star which actor as James Bond?
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery is right. And his quote in that movie, a martini, shaken, not stirred, is number 90 on AFI's 100 Years, 100 Movie Quotes. The Gold Bug is an 1843 short story about William LeGrand, a man who becomes obsessed with a search for buried treasure after being bit by a, wait for it, gold bug. Credited with helping to popularize cryptograms and secret writing, The Gold Bug was written by what master of mystery and the macabre?
I will guess Poe.
That's a good guess, because it's right. And that story was submitted by Poe for a contest sponsored by a Philadelphia newspaper in which he won $100, and that may have been the most that Poe ever received for one of his works.
Wow. That's devastating.
I know. Appearing on television and in movies since the age of four, actress Tracy Gold is perhaps best known for her portrayal of Carol Seaver, younger sister to Kirk Cameron's Mike Seaver, on what popular sitcom that ran from 1985 to 1992?
It's Growing Pains.
It is indeed Growing Pains. I knew you would get there eventually. And the bonus fact, one of the stars of Growing Pains was a very young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ah.
And finally, put these Olympians in order by the total number of gold medals they've won. Speed skater Bonnie Blair, swimmer Michael Phelps, track and field star Carl Lewis.
Lewis, Phelps, Blair.
Blair is correct at the end, but the other two
Phelps
are
over
in the other.
Carl Lewis.
That's right. Michael Phelps has won a total of 18 gold medals. Carl Lewis won 9, and Bonnie Blair won 5. And once again, Ian set the gold standard for answering trivia questions. He got 4 1/3 out of 5, correct?
The gentleman's gold.
Got any extra gold medals or potatoes lying around? Send them to us at quiz@wamc.org.
And if you want to keep shining, you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the phrase gold rush. Change one letter to a T, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word that names things that, unfortunately, California has had many of over the years. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll see you on the side of the river.
I will bring the pans. See you then.